This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Arapahoe County DA George Brockler is not charging the Jeep driver who drove through protesters blocking Interstate 225 in Aurora last July. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
Brockler says he couldn't prove malicious behavior on the part of the man who appeared to drive through the crowd. He adds that the driver, who has not been named, was trying to get away from a truck that purposely hit him earlier. And he entered the interstate without knowing people were ahead of him.
Say, I don't take this decision lightly. I could have issued a piece of paper that said, I've reviewed this, and I don't think there are charges. Peace out. That would not have been respectful of this community. That would not have been respectful of this process.
Under state law, Brockler has up to 18 months to change his mind and file charges if new evidence surfaces. He says he's open to talking to any witnesses. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
A bill that would help connect veterans with critical mental health care is headed to the president's desk. It enhances the VA's suicide prevention program and increases the VA's mental health workforce. Senators Bennett and Gardner co-sponsored the bill. Senate leaders have already committed to passing another package of House bills to address veterans' mental health care. Meanwhile, in the House, Republicans Ken Buck and Doug Lamborn voted against the temporary spending measure to keep the government running through December 11th. It includes aid for farmers and more money for nutrition assistance for hungry families. The bill now heads to the Senate. You're listening to CPR News.